you, Roger. Okay, John chapter 11, beginning in verse 21. John 11, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Now let's go over to Hebrews chapter 11, just one short verse, verse 11. Verse 1 out of chapter 11. The Apostle Paul makes a declarative statement in verse 1, and he says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that is our text this evening. Heavenly Father, we do ask now that you'll bless the Word of God and that you'll honor the reading of it. And Lord, when we leave here, may our hearts be encouraged, blessed, and excited from your word, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight we're going to be speaking on God's gift of faith. Very simple. It is a gift. A very wonderful truth has been taught to a sister of Lazarus. You remember Lazarus? Lazarus died. And her name is Martha. Her name means she was rebellious. And that's the significance in the Greek of her name. Now hold on to the ride. It was this Martha that was always cumbered with incidentals of life instead of spiritual growth. Now she stands before the only hope she or anyone else will ever have in this world or the one to come. Jesus begins to make the opportunity of faith available to Martha. Now, I want you to think on this now. Now, how would that happen? By way of introduction, Jesus brought faith to Martha in three steps. Number one, the first thing is Jesus got Martha's attention. Notice verse 23. He says, Thy brother shall rise again. And I mean, she did not hesitate. She responded to that statement of our Lord. Martha's response in verse 24, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Secondly, and this is all introduction, Jesus gave hope to Martha. Faith gives hope. It really does. Verse 25, Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. She was looking some other direction. He clarified it. He said it straight. So when we look at this, there's three thoughts about Jesus giving hope to Martha. Number one, let's notice the object of faith in verse 25. He that believeth in me. There's the object right there. The object is me, Jesus. Now listen to Job chapter 19 and verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And the second thought about Jesus giving hope to Martha is this. Our helplessness without faith can clearly be seen Notice verse 35. Though he were dead, I want you to ponder that. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, and you hath he quickened, which or who were dead in trespasses and sin. Then thirdly, on Jesus giving hope to Martha, is notice the hope of faith. Verse 25, yet shall he live. Isn't that a wonderful promise? You know what I see as a hope and a promise? The rapture. I look at that as a phenomenally exciting spiritual truth. And you say, well, what do we have to do to wait for it? Wait for it. Serve him. Amen. Serve him. Love him. Pray with him. Walk with him. And then thirdly, in our introduction theme, is Jesus then gave invitation to Martha in verse 26. Listen. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, so here are the three things. Jesus got Martha's attention, number one. Person can't be saved without focusing on the right thing. And then, number two, Jesus gave hope to Martha. Faith is the gift of God. Amen? And thirdly, Jesus gave invitation. He invited her right directly to Martha. And here's Martha's response. She believed him. Listen to John 11:27. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Now, Martha has a new purpose. Pardon me. Okay. Martha has new purpose in life. What is her new purpose? Tell others. Did you hear that? Tell others. Tell others. John 11:28, the verse after, says this. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. Now, the result is a changed life. But the changed life is eternal, forever, forever. When God saved you, he gave you forever life. Amen? Life is never going to end. So, there are two great truths and in this relatively semi-short message. 2 points. The first is this. The first is, faith is our foundation to confidence. How many of you, when you whatever you believe, you like to believe it with confidence? Do you like to do that? It's important that we really do. Now, look at Hebrews 11:1 if you did keep it to that place. And notice Paul says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So, there are three words that I underlined in that short reading. The first is faith. And if you look at the Greek initiative, the Greek alphabet, the Greek language where the word faith came from is this. It means an assurance and a very strong belief. Strong belief. Now, is your faith creating strong belief? And then we have, now faith is the substance. The substance, what is that? It is speaking of a firm and an established steadfastness of mind. Our mind must be focused, settled, and steadfast. It is our God-given courage and should be our resolution. God wants us to be resolved, right? What does that one song say? I am resolved. Does that say resolved? No longer to linger, yeah, charmed by this world of delight. So we're talking about strong belief and resolution. Now, then it says verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The words coupled together, hope for, means to hope or to trust in something. And if our focus and our faith is not focused on Jesus, we're missing the entire boat. We have missed the landmark that God has given us. Pardon me. So the words hoped for means to wait with joy, having full confidence. So let's look for a moment on how God's gift of faith gives all of us and can give all of us confidence. The first thing it can do, should do, will do, and God wants it to do, is to have confidence to believe God for your salvation. To believe Him. Listen to Galatians 3:22. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith, there it is, faith, by Jesus Christ, by faith of Jesus Christ, might be given to them that believe. Now, you keep in mind now, faith is the gift of God. Now, what do we have through faith? Salvation. Salvation. When Jesus died at Calvary, He gave us the gift of faith, the gift of God, that takes us through straight to salvation. So the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, so here we have confidence to believe God for salvation. But listen to John 14:1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Jesus said, believe also in me. You can't separate the Father and the Son. Yes, there is only one God. But there are three persons in the Godhead bodily. And somebody tell us, the first one is God, the Father, and then, come on, God the Holy Ghost, or God the Holy Spirit. Amen? Okay. Hey, wait a minute. A lot of times we miss something. Who am I going to pick on? Obed. You're a good target. That's your sister, right? And how many people are sitting there? One sister? But now, wait a minute. Is God, what do they call God? He is triune, three in one. Is your sister three in one? Think of it. Does she? She's making God's image. She has physically a body. What's the next? She has a soul. And she has, come on, a spirit. See, we're all spiritually dead until we have received Jesus Christ as our Savior. But we're three in one. He is three in one. He's our Creator. He created us in His image, in the image of God. Okay. Before the service, and this is a true story, true illustration, in Mesa, Arizona, a church that used to be called Fellowship Bible Baptist, now it's called, I believe, Sahara Hills Baptist. It's on Power Road in Mesa, just north of Brown Road. So before a church service that I served as their pastor, one of the ladies of the church brought a man and a woman, to the services. And as they heard the gospel, and I'll never forget this, their mouths dropped open. They were amazed. They sat there with amazement, hearing of God's love for them, how much God loved them dearly. And they were both at the invitation. They both received Christ as their Savior. And the person that brought them to the church service, this lady, made this comment, and I love it. She says, I drove two different people home from church. They're excited about their salvation. We baptized them not long after that. Christ changes us. He gives us the gift of God. It's faith. Salvation, you better believe it. Now, secondly, here's how God's gift of faith gives us confidence. Secondly, confidence to trust the Lord to care for us, that He will do that. Now, listen to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. And notice what Paul says. And I'll just read a little bit into the verse in verse 12. For I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able. Able. Is anything too great for God? No. That He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Now hold it. What have we committed to Him against that day? What have you committed? If you know. Pardon? Okay. But what have we committed? Our being. What have we committed? Our souls, yes. And that's true. Our soul. Are we not triune? Body, soul, spirit. Right? We commit our soul, our spirit to Him. What does He do? He takes and enlivens us. He gives us the gift of God. By faith. But through the finished work of His only begotten Son at Calvary's cross. So we have confidence to trust that the Lord will take care of us. Thirdly, we have confidence to serve Jesus Christ as Lord of our life. He is either Lord of all or Lord of nothing. Think about that. John 12:26, Jesus said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. And here's our last thought on that first point. He gives us confidence to build our lives, our families, are you ready for this? And our church with a present and future vision. Now, how do we do this? Four ways. First, get your life's priority in order if you're saved. If you're saved. If you're not saved, you can't get your priorities in life in order. You cannot do it. The only priority that you should have is to commit your heart to the Lord Jesus for salvation. And then you can get your priorities of life in order. Now, here's a question. It should be predominant. What's really important to you? You ever thought about that? What is really important? Where's your priority? Secondly, invest spiritual time in your family now, not later. Not later, right now. Sad to say, many, many Christians are not even concerned about being together for church services in this generation. And that is sad. Did you hear that again? That is the saddest of the sad. Many believers, born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb, are not concerned about being in the house of God in these latter days that we're living in. Now, thirdly, commit yourself to a ministry in Florence Baptist Church, your local church. Now, if the church, now ponder this and make a decision if you need to. if the church is important to Jesus, guess what? It should be important to you and I too. Amen? Because are we not made in His image? Huh? Body, soul, spirit. If we're saved, our spirit is alive. We are spiritually alive. Okay. Fourthly, start winning souls to Jesus Christ now. Right now. We have a neighbor. I don't even know his name yet. I really don't. But he sure got a nice tracker bass boat. And it's, you know, pretty new, really. But he was out there picking weeds today. I talked to him over that little pallet fence, you know, the one on the, what side of the house is that on? The west side. And we talked, my goodness, for about 10, 15 minutes at least. And I said, well, I'll be talking to you again. He said, I look forward to it. And my desire for him is to talk more, but this time we're going to talk about Jesus. See, we like each other as neighbors. Amen? We like to fish. He happens to like the lake that I like to fish, and that's Roosevelt Lake. Man, is that a good fishing lake, especially if you know how to fish it. But it's a good lake. All right. So start winning souls to Jesus now, not later. Start telling people about Christ. No one plans to go to hell. Do you know anybody you've ever met that they planned to go to hell on purpose? If a person knew what hell was like, they wouldn't pack any bags and head for it. They wouldn't plan anything. You know what happens? Even the ones of good intentions, when they die, they go surprised. And they get there, they're shocked. Of the lake of fire, the jailhouse. As John R. Rice used to call it, the jailhouse of the damned. Here's what God says of our faith. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is what? What does that say? It is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must also believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So our second point, and relatively short it is faith is proof that makes uncertainty become reality. That's confidence. Amen? Hebrews 11:1, the evidence of things not seen. There's a few words here. Evidence? What is evidence? It is to prove so as by testing. You know what they do in a court of law? An attorney will test by preponderance of the law. He'll bring in working situations into the court, into this case, and it'll become a preponderance there. Will they become guilty because of somebody else? No, but it will clarify and identify. So evidence, to prove so as by testing. You can test, well, somebody robbed a bank. And how can you prove it? Well, here's a whole stack of $100 bills, and they were inside his shirt when we caught him. And they all come from the bank. The numbers all line up. You know what that is? That's evidence. That is evidence. So evidence is the proof so as by testing. Are you and I guilty of loving and following Jesus? If we are, there should be evidence. Whoa, isn't that right? Evidence. So, notice he says the evidence in verse 1 of things not seen. Things not seen means to see and understand with the eye of faith. We see by faith. That is the act of our personal discovery. We discover it. It's personal. So, how can faith affect our personal quality of life. Two little points. Number one, you'll make decisions based on convictions. Haven't we been talking about convictions? Have we? Sure. But you'll make decisions based on convictions, not on convenience. Two C words. I used to all the time when I go to a church and preach, and it would just take me about half hour to get to know people, watch the church. And I could tell you that church has a lot of workers. Well, I can tell you right now that Florence Baptist Church has a lot of workers. And you're faithful. And you love Jesus. And I do. I thank the Lord for all the faithful workers at Florence Baptist Church. You do not serve our Lord for convenience. But you serve the Lord for conviction to please the Lord Jesus. Here's our second and our last point. You will experience joy knowing that your sins are forgiven and they're forgotten. A few years ago, an airliner went down in one of the eastern cities into an ice-filled river in the east. You say, oh, that's all about the pilot that got out. No, he wasn't in the winter with the ice in the river. So this airliner went down in an ice-filled river in the east. And the cameras began to roll up and down, motion cameras, everything. And they recorded a man that came to the shoreline and went back as the fuselage, the body of the aircraft, was being held up by the air in the chamber of the wings and safety chambers under in the cargo hold of the aircraft. And he was going back and forth. He'd come back and he'd go back up. And the camera recorded him as he swam repeatedly, but he was saving lives. He'd come back, first of all, started with little children. When he couldn't find little children and middle children, then he'd look for people that were struggling, could not leave the aircraft that was going down. And he would swim them to the shoreline. And you know what happened? He died in the process. Jesus walked this earth among men. And he saved souls and he healed people. And finally went to the old rugged cross. And on that cross, my sin was nailed with him and to him, to the cross of Calvary. And he paid for the awful penalty of my sin. All through his life, he died 33 and a half. Those three and a half years walking on the earth, he walked there for me and for you and for you, all of us. He went out into the sea of life and rescued people and brought them back to the shoreline of salvation. How God loves us. Aren't you glad of that? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm saved. I really, really do. Amen. All right. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is it? The what of things not seen. What's that say? Evidence. That's confidence. Amen. Well, listen, let's be dismissed in prayer. Before we do that, let's bow our head just for a moment. And we'll leave here in probably 2-3 minutes. With our heads bowed, do you know where you will go when you die? I didn't ask if you're baptized. Didn't ask if you're a church member. Didn't ask if you've attended this church ever since its inception when it was started. Have you been born again? If you died today, would you go to heaven? Do you know it? Do you know it? If you do not know it, nobody's going to rush to you. We're not going to call you by name. But if you are not sure that you are saved if you were to die, I would not take a chance with your soul. May I pray for you? If I know your name, I will not use it. But you say, Pastor Eccles, I need Jesus. Would you just pray for me this evening? Is there one like this? Are we on streaming tonight? Does anybody know? If you're out there in your home tonight, you can be saved at your house. Right in your home, you could receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Why not just right now ask Him to save your soul and to forgive you of your sin and come into your heart and trust Him for heaven? If you live anywhere in this area, why don't you come Sunday and hear our pastor preach? If you're in another area, look for a church that preaches the Word of God, preferably no apology, and you come there. But you can be saved in your home. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Just pray that. Ask Him to save your soul, and He will. He's coming soon. Have confidence that you're going to meet Him in the air. Father in heaven, we ask that You'll bless every aspect of the Word of God. May it find a hiding place in our heart and in our life. And we love You and we thank You so much for saving us. We'll give You the glory, for we ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. And God's people said, amen, amen. Well, we are dismissed. And God bless you. How often do you charge this? This was not charged all day.